Today's episode of Bite Size Tourism, we're going to be talking about why use locally produced foods. And I'm delighted to have here in the studio Kevin Quinn, who's been a colleague of mine for 20 plus years. And Kevin, admit he looks good on radio. But joking apart, Kevin, very welcome to the studio and welcome to the conversation.
Thanks very much, Dean. Delighted to be here and to share this information with you.
Okay, well, thank you. Those of you who are sitting outside in industry listening into this, this is Kevin's got a wealth of experience in this area. Kevin's been working in the tourism industry, what, for close to 40 years, Kevin?
Nearly 40 years, Dean. Yeah,
been a head chef, also very involved in training and delivering workshops out in industry. Many of you out there listening have probably come across Kevin in the past. So great to have you here.
Thanks, Dean.
You've got a lot of credibility out there in the industry, Kevin. So what you have to say here is very interesting to a lot of people, myself included. So we might as well, I suppose, get into it straight away and this is about why use locally produced foods. So when you say, locally produced foods, what's your definition, Kevin?
Well, I think the definition of local or regional, Dean, in this country, it has for a long time been flexible in the sense that, we are a small country and we'd see local products as something produced maybe in the county that it's been sold in or in the province or I think anywhere else in the country. And I think that from a customer's perspective, for them, when we talk about locally produced foods, we're talking about a food experience, one that offers a unique and a distinctive flavour, which is reflective of our image as a natural, unspoiled and hospitable destination. And I'm sure no one can disagree with that. So in a nutshell, I'd say local was Irish.
Local is Irish. Okay, well, that clarifies that for us, Kevin. I know there's a lot of people out there thinking, well, okay, locally produced foods, there's a lot of talk about it at the moment. It's very, very popular. But what reasons would you give for actually using local produced foods? It's not necessarily the easy option.
Yeah, that's true, Dean. You know, here in Ireland, we have long been recognised for the beauty of our landscapes and seascapes, the buzz of our cities, and of course, the warmth of our people.
That's true. The buzz of the people. I mean, people do come to Ireland for that.
Absolutely. And they know we're a warm, welcoming race. Mm. But, visitors are not just coming for that now. They're coming for our food and drink too, and I think that's marvellous. But it's hardly surprising because we do have a natural and an honest approach to food. It's an easy going and a warm style, one that's both rooted in our tradition, and it's nice to be able to say that it's very much 21st century as well.
When you say 21st century, I mean, it's moved on a lot from probably,
absolutely,
the traditional, the bacon and cabbage, even though, people are serving bacon and cabbage and they're doing it in a fantastic way, with a twist or whatever it might be. But things have moved on, haven't they?
Absolutely, Dean. We always had praise when it came to the quality of our produce. But tourists, unfortunately, then said that they despaired when they saw the end result on the plate. Now visitors to Ireland, they recognise the availability, the quality and the value of our local and regional food experiences, one which suggests a unique sense of place and culture and hospitality.
So hospitality, the local foods on the plate represent the local areas,
And that's absolutely, and that's what people are looking for when they come here.
Well, if we look at that then, say a lot of people out there in the industry saying, well, what are the benefits to me as a business? Because there must be benefits to the business. There must be loads of benefits to the consumer, to the locality. Perhaps you could give us a bit of insight on that, Kevin.
Sure, Dean. Yeah, there's many benefits, and people need to realise that. Because let's take the business, for example. You do have increased visibility. If you're seen to be promoting and showing Irish foods in your menu, that's great. And local people like to see that, not just the visitors. What's that going to do? It's going to attract new customers into you. It's going to grow customer satisfaction, that leads to repeat business. And increased visitor spend is very important. And just looking at the research, and that tells us that 36% of tourist spend is devoted to food and drink.
36%, I mean, that's quite high. Mind you, the food and drink, I would have thought perhaps a little higher, but everybody needs to get involved if that's coming to us from the research.
Absolutely. That's what it's telling us, and I'm sure every business would like to tap into those percentages. And what happens out of that, you have increased sustainability and, of course, the bottom line, more profit.
Yeah, bottom line, Kevin, you're absolutely right. Nail on the head there. I mean, bottom line is what it's all about. That's how my business is going to sustain.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, they're, I mean, they're great points for the business. You know, you're convincing me, all right. But the consumer, I mean, there's got to be a lot of benefits for the consumer, hasn't there? You know, the person who's walking in through the door, in knowing that the food that they have on the plate there is probably sourced or produced locally, you know, and they might even have a story behind it when they sit down at the table.
Yeah, absolutely, Dean. You know, there has to be benefits for the consumer. Where do I start? First of all, you have a menu which is going to offer a choice of freshly sourced, seasonal food, and food that's going to be representative of the area. When you think about it, you know, when something is grown locally, say, for example, crops, they're picked at the peak of their ripeness versus a product then which is going to be imported and has probably been harvested earlier on in order so that it can be shipped and distributed. And more often than not, locally produced foods have been picked within 24 hours of purchase. So what does that mean? It means nutritionally you're eating healthier product. Eating local foods, again, you know, can also mean eating seasonally. And a great example probably would be strawberries, something we're very fond of in this country. So when in season, they're full of flavour and taste. They're better than the ones available off season. And they've probably travelled thousands of kilometres and they were probably picked before they were ripe. I suppose you can also say that local foods, they promote a safer food supply, because if you think about it, the more steps there are between the consumer and the food source, the more chances there are for contamination.
Mm. So I mean, HACCP is a big thing now.
Sure.
You know, industry, and people are managing the HACCP systems and everything else. I suppose, you know, where we can cut down and make sure that there's traceability with foods, local foods.
Mm. You know, traceability is a big thing, yeah.
That gives confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, traceability. And it's easier for traceability if it's something that's produced locally. Mm. So as I say, for example, foods grown in distant locations have the potential for food safety issues, you know, at the harvesting stage, at the washing stage, at the shipping stage and distribution. And you don't really have those issues around locally produced foods.
Mm, that's the last thing that anybody wants in industry, because, you know, once you get the label of something going wrong in the kitchen in terms of safety, then it takes a long time to recover.
Of course it does, yeah. And as well, I suppose, if you don't mind me referring to research again, because it is interesting, it tells us that 64% of consumers, they like to know where their food comes from. So here's a great opportunity for knowledgeable food service staff to be able to relate that story of the food or the beverage and relate the story of the culture and the heritage behind the food.
I think that's important. I mean, if I was sitting in a restaurant, you know, and I was to ask the waiter, you know, what is the story behind the local lamb? And they were able to relate that to me. I think that's
absolutely. And that adds to the experience of the whole night. Yeah. You know, some local foods, they can be unique to a particular area. You know, every county, I suppose, has something unique to them. And from a customer's perspective, here's a great opportunity again to have an overall enhanced meal experience, one of value and quality, one that's going to be authentic and compelling, and maybe something that can't be found anywhere else in the country.
That's right. Authenticity is what it's all about, isn't it?
Sure it is. Yeah.
Excellent. Thing. You talked about, you know, benefits to the consumer, the business, but you mentioned earlier briefly about the locality as well. Can you tell me why, you know, there are benefits to the locality if you put in local food on your menu?
Sure, Dean, yeah. You know, everyone is going to benefit from using local foods. And for the locality then, what it's doing is it's creating a platform for producers and providers to work together, and I think that's great. What that does then in turn, it raises the profile of the locality, brings increased business into the area, it's going to benefit the local economy, and the knock-on effect from that is going to be greater employment. Okay. And buying local products at locally owned businesses, what that does, it keeps money circulating closer to where you spend it. And I think that's a very important point. That in turn, and it creates a ripple effect as those businesses and the employees, they spend the money locally. And if you think about money that's spent at a corporate chain, that's sent out of town. Mm. So let's put it into monetary terms. Say on average, every euro that's spent in a local business, 45 cents of that is reinvested locally.
Yeah,
where
that,
every euro.
That's a fact.
Yeah. The stats are telling us that. And if you take, say, for every euro that's spent in a corporate chain, there's only 15 cents of it reinvested locally. So I think that speaks volumes.
Okay. That's amazing. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, adds to one of the many reasons why we should be thinking local and buying local foods. Okay, Kevin. So I think that's all very interesting, but if I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm probably a single operator, you know, there's lots of different types and sizes of small businesses out there. They're saying, well, look, you know, it's easier for me just to make a phone call, list all the things that I need, and they'll be delivered to my door. I mean, what's the availability of local foods nowadays? Is it getting better? Because, you know, people haven't got time to go out, you know, to source things on the market or look around the locality for what's being produced locally. You know, what would you say to people who are listening now in terms of, you know, the availability of local foods?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to say that there's plenty of locally produced foods available around the country. The first thing for providers is to find out what are the local traditions in your area and find out what are the specialities in your area. Get to know your local producers, and once you do that, then you build up the supplier relationships. I would suggest as well it would be a good idea to visit these suppliers, and if at all possible, bring the staff as well to visit the suppliers. Mm. And what happens then is you build a better relationship and you build an appreciation as to where the food comes from. That information then can be passed on to the consumer.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, and then availability of produce can be very dependent on seasons. We know that. So I would say as much as possible, try and plan your menu around the seasons, because that guarantees an exceptional product, a product that's going to be full of flavour and nutritional content, while also offering a good price. Because if you think about it, generally speaking, produce in season is going to be cheaper than produce coming into season or going out of season, and that's all based on availability.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good point, but you brought cost into it there, and that's, you know, we need to talk about cost, Kevin, because, you know, I can hear people shouting at the radio now saying, well, look, you know, what about cost? Because, you know, is it a fact that you know, locally produced foods are more expensive, or is that just a mythology, or are things changing, you know?
Yeah, I can see it's definitely a concern business operators might have when it comes to the cost of purchasing local foods. You know, the perception usually is that local foods are more expensive because they're probably a greater quality. Now, that might have been the case years ago, Dean, you know, when there was only a handful of local foods available, but that's not the case anymore. So I think nowadays it's safe to say, don't assume, first of all, that local foods are more expensive. There's a great choice of local producers out there, which of course creates competitive pricing. So get to know who these producers are, negotiate prices with them so that both parties are happy. And, you know, we must also remember there's a human connection in all of this. And I think that operators in the hospitality business, they're aware that, you know, consumers want to know who is producing their food that their families and themselves are consuming. They also want to know how the food was raised. And at the same time, then they do want to support the local products rather than something coming from a food factory or a corporation somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of that's about community as well, isn't
sure
it?
Sure.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, I'm actually aware that there are a lot more local foods readily available now as well, Kevin, that can maintain a menu rather than having to just put it on the once. And, you know, the supply is a lot better, mm-hmm. as I understand it.
Yeah,
anyway,
it is
now.
Indeed. It's great.
So if you're suggesting, you know, why is it really that you're suggesting business use local foods?
Well, I'd like to base my answer to that question on something, again, on more research, Dean, that was conducted recently. And again, the research tells us, and we have to listen to research.
You can't argue to research.
No, you can't argue with research. And the research tells us that experience in local food and beverages, which express the identity of a destination, has become a sought-after travel experience. And that's not just from overseas visitors. Mm. That's from our domestic market as well. You know. Mm. So here I am with more percentages. So if I was to put that percentage terms in relation to our overseas visitors, this is interesting. The research tells us 10% of our visitors coming into Ireland, they are classed as food enthusiasts, and they seek out authenticity of place through food, and they're also concerned about the origin of the products. They are coming to Ireland especially for a food experience.
You're talking about more the gourmet side of,
absolutely,
of people.
Absolutely, yeah. And we could never say that before. Mm. Imagine people coming here especially for
that,
a gourmet
that's
experience.
That's a fairly small percentage though, isn't it, compared to...
It is, yeah, but, you know, I can see that figure rising. But let me tell you, Dean, 80% of our tourists, they're classed as food-positive tourists. So they include food experiences as part of their holiday plans. They particularly enjoy regional specialities, which is great to be able to offer them. And they're interested in the origin of the product. They love to hear the story behind the food. So why not give them what they want? Okay, I have 10% left. That 10%, they're classed as general tourists, or what we call accidental culinary tourists. They don't show a great level of participation in food activities. They're only eating because they're hungry.
Mm, okay, fair enough. But, when you've been surfing all day, you know, all you want is a place full of good value, you know, well-produced food.
Yeah. Exactly, Dean, yeah. And we also have to look at trends. You know, we need to set trends, but we also need to follow them. You know, and there are trends out there. And one of the trends in Ireland at the moment is that consumers, again, they're looking for local, regional food, but they also want to know the provenance of the food. And I also think it's fair to say that consumers, they're willing to spend a little bit extra on local food once they know, of course, that it's fresh, it's going to be a quality product, and it's one that's going to reflect the local region and also gives them a sense of place.
Okay, so what can people do then to, you know, to find out more about the locally produced foods in their area? What would you say to people listening now?
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
What's a starting point? You know?
Yeah, I think a good starting point probably would be to network with other businesses similar to their own and just find out from them what locally produced foods are available. What are they using? I also think that a visit to local farmers' markets, and you see those all over the country, they're going to give you a great insight into what's available. Then, of course, you have the option of looking up maybe a directory of local food producers in your particular county.
Mm. And I suppose they're becoming more prolific now than they ever were.
They are indeed, yeah. You see them all over the country, probably every day of the week.
Mm. And I suppose visit local farmers' markets and things like that, you know, talk to the suppliers there.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Highly recommended.
Kevin, if people embrace this now and say, look, I want to introduce locally produced foods on my menu, what are the key things that you need to think about when you're putting locally produced foods on your menu that probably would differ from, you know, the things that they've been doing in the past?
Yeah, that's a good point, Ian, because, you know, there's one thing buying locally produced foods, but how you actually get it down your menu is so important. And the way you write the menu is critical because, you know, you have to look at it. It is your strongest marketing tool. And it has to tell the story behind the food. And, you know, I'm not talking about a long-winded description, but something that's going to inform the customer about the product and that it's produced locally. And of course, it's important to mention that if you are going to use the supplier's name, you'd have to have their permission. And the information can be provided different ways. You can either provide it with the dish description, or you can also have it separate to the menu, maybe something that the customer can browse when they're making their food choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good point. But if we're talking about informing the person sitting down for the meal where the food has come from, its provenance, as you said, as well as how it's being cooked, and there's so many other things that you need to put on the menu. But what about the benefits of utilising your front-facing staff to train them up to make sure that when they come to table, they know what they're talking about in relation to the provenance of food, should the questions be asked? You know, what would you say to industry in relation to that?
That's key, Dean. You know, from a service perspective, if you don't get that part of it right, it could just ruin the whole meal experience. So I have to say they have a very important role to play. You have to look at it that your staff, your service staff, they're an extension of your menu. They must know that menu inside and out because they can influence a purchase or not. They need to be able to make recommendations, and people will ask for recommendations off the menu. And they also need to understand the benefits and the features of a menu. And the last thing, Dean, you want to hear from a food service person when you're querying something in the menu is, hang on until I check.
Yeah.
Because I had an experience recently which I can't forget. I went into a restaurant and I looked at the blackboard special and it said fish of the day. And I said, yeah, I'm going to try that. So I called the young waiter that was passing and I said, could you tell me what's the fish of the day?
What did he say? Go on.
How do I know? I'm not the chef.
You're serious. Yeah.
So that's the last thing you want. People need to be experienced. They need to be able to explain everything that's on the menu. Yeah. So,
well, I think we've all been in the situation where even just the soup of the day, if you say soup of the day on the menu, that promotes a question. So they have to be able to say what it is, you know, rather than saying, I'll go and check, which tends to be the stock answer in a lot of places. Yeah. No, somebody might shoot me down in relation to that, but I'm sure we've all been there where they say, I'll go and check.
So it's
about your front-facing staff, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Dean. So, you know, to help that, I would encourage staff, if at all possible, to sample dishes on the restaurant menu. And, you know, that way they can talk about the food because they've experienced it. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said earlier, you should organise visits to local suppliers who have produce on the menu and then let them tell the story of the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very important. Kevin, just, you know, we want to keep this, you know, crisp in terms of information and everything. If, in conclusion, you know, if there are a few things that you just want to say to people listening out there in relation to, you know, why use local foods, you know, in summary, can you just give us the sort of the key points, Kevin, and the takeaways from this conversation?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what I would say, Dean, to anyone out there in industry, if you persuade someone to eat in your restaurant, you want to make a first impression. You want to make a first impression of your service, and of course you want to make a first impression of your food. And satisfied customers, they not only become regulars, they become apostles. They go out there and they preach the good word for you. So your job is to give them a story worth telling. And, you know, people talk about where they go for a meal, if they were celebrating an occasion, whether it was an anniversary or a birthday, or where did he take you for Valentine's Day. You know, and tourists talk to each other as well about where they had a great meal experience. And these are rich opportunities to build word of mouth business. So, as a manager, as an owner, as a chef, what you want to hear at the end of the night from a guest leaving your restaurant, you want them to say to you, we loved your restaurant, we adored your staff, but what we treasure most about our experience here was the provenance and the quality of your food.
Well, Kevin, good words, well said. And I think, you know, for everybody listening out there, this has been a very informative session, you know, and, you know, we have a greater understanding of why we should use locally produced foods. And, you know, I'm sure that will have shifted a lot of people's minds on this. So thank you very much for coming in. And
pleasure.
You're looking well as usual. Thank you.
Bye.